This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, you know, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know that there's a boatload of other stations you could be listening to. Why, I don't know. Or other shows. I consider you people that have a very high IQ. Otherwise, how could you stand being on with me for the time you do spend with me? And I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room. I know your time's valuable. And if you give it to me, I do appreciate it. All right, I'm going to get to this story. This is just makes me nuts. And I've been saying this, I don't know, since last January, February. Matter of fact, I actually even talked about this back in 2014 when we won. When we won the Senate, we shored up the Senate and the House. And I said, okay, we won, now what? What do we do now? Because if we don't change leadership, if we don't get solid conservative leadership, we're done. And so I guess last year we decided solid conservative leadership was Paul Ryan. Now here's a guy who basically came out and said, yes, I'll take the speakership as long as you don't question anything I do. You can't fire me. I mean, the demands he made at the time were nuts.
Liberal.
What's that?
Liberal.
He is a liberal. We already know this. So, I want you to hear his little speech that he made when he was talking at the Madison Masonic Center on October 14th. Because I don't want you to hear it from me. If you hear it from me, you're not going to believe it. Right? But take a listen. Let me see. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, sometimes I got to find it. Not too swift. Oh, come on. Are we serious?
We will take you back there live here on C-SPAN.
You have a better understanding of how you can defeat it intellectually. And then take our principal conservative values. I really call myself a classical liberal more than a...
Now, you heard it out of his mouth. He calls himself a classical liberal. Now, how do you shore that up? No, really, you conservatives who think Paul Ryan is so, this guy almost ended up being our vice president, right? What do you think of that? Now we can go through. You can say it's been taken out of context, but I don't buy that for a minute. Either the guy believes what he says he believes, he's either going to defend conservative values or he's not. And can somebody, whether you're on Facebook, the Facebook live feed, the chat room, you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, because I don't want you to say to me after, well, you forgot about this, this, and this. Yeah, I forget about a lot of things. You know, every one of my kids is named Hey You, because I couldn't remember their names. I say, Hey You, you want to mind? Come on, let's go. We'll get out of here. But I want you to name me something he's done from a conservative viewpoint, right? I want you to send me a link. Tell me something that he's done, that he stood up for, that he's fought back on, that has solid conservative principles on it. Because if you think about it, there was no fight on the budget, right? One of the biggest pork bills ever pushed down on us. There was no fight. There was no pushback from him. It's disgusting. Anyhow, if we don't start voting in the right people, if we don't start, and I'm not talking about hardcore right-wing, over-the-top, nutjob conservatives. We've got them. The left has got their nutjobs. Come on, we've got ours too. And if you don't think you can be too far right, I think you're wrong. You know, when you talk about being a strict constitutionalist, do you know I can have five of you in the room that consider yourself constitutionalists, and four won't agree with the one, you know, any group of four won't agree with the one as to what they believe the Constitution says. So you have to be real careful about that. And yes, we need another Justice Scalia. Actually, we probably need another three Justice Scalias on the Supreme Court if we're going to do it the right way. Funny how, you know, I think one of the biggest flaws that our founding fathers had was they really thought that people would have some common sense. They really did. And one of the reasons they wrote the Constitution the way they did, from a biblical perspective, they knew man was flawed. They knew man would make stupid decisions. He would do things for, you know, selfish reasons. And that's why they had the three branches of government that were supposedly supposed to check each other. They figured they would find an honest man somewhere in there. And they just didn't really know how corrupt we could get, did they? Just unreal. I don't say this in a lighthearted way. When you have a party, a group of people, when you have two candidates, one for president, one for vice president, and both of them agree and say, I want my religious friends to listen to this, that our scripture is outdated, that we need to have a resurgence, a reawakening, and a rewriting of our scripture to accept and understand that same-sex marriage is here to stay, that abortion is the right of a woman. And they don't even put it that way. They say, you know, you got to change your scripture so that you understand that a woman has a right to choose. You're right, she does. They're exactly right. A woman, whatever. We have a right to sin and not sin. God doesn't hit us with lightning when we do something wrong. He's written it. It's like your kids. Don't run out the street without looking. If they run out in the street without looking, guess what? It's a choice they made. Wrong choice. Still a choice they made. John Hancock joins us. No, not the original. John Hancock joins us after the break. Again, we're going to talk a little bit about last night's debate. And we're going to talk about the two parties. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
Paidman Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always, 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 pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I've invited John Hancock onto the show, and yes, no, not the original John Hancock, but John Hancock, who is the founder and president of Liberty Lane Foundation, also an author, and soon again to be a radio show host. Again, John, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be back on again, Joe.
I appreciate your time with me. I'm going to do the same thing everybody, kind of make everybody nuts, which is I want to do some debate debriefing. But one of the things I've been saying is, you know, it's when you hear the Newt Gingriches of the world, when you hear the Ben Carsons of the world, I'm sorry, but they're not the, forgive me, they're not the average Joe. They're not you and I. You know, we're working 9 to 5. We're here trying to make ends meet and all that other stuff. And I think we'd have a different perspective on what we heard last night, unlike what their perspective is. So from you, I want to hear an overall view of what you think took place last night, and then we'll drill down to issues.
Sure. And you know, I'm kind of like you. I am you know, in the politics as more than the common person, I pay more attention to it and I follow it. You know. But I also deal with a lot of people that aren't into it. And what I saw last night was a couple things. I think maybe in Trump's favor is that he came across very controlled. I wish he could form his arguments a little bit better. That was something that I always, it just irritates me because, I'm not a politician and stuff, but I felt like, some of the things like, oh, I would answer this, and he comes up with some answer that doesn't really make sense. I was on a Facebook event, like a debate party. And at one point I wrote, I think I've had too many beers because I can't follow what Trump is saying, because he was just going on. But I thought he showed, composure. He did not go for the bait. He wasn't on the defensive that much. So I think he did the best job to show he has a presidential side than I've seen him in the other two debates. The other thing I think is whether this was because of him or if they just planned it this way, I think it brought out a lot of where Hillary stands on certain controversial issues. She's been kind of trying to, like on abortion and stuff, her answer on the late term abortion question, that
was a non-answer, really, right?
Right. Right. But she did say, she tried to use this argument that, well, if the mother's life's in danger, but, with modern medicine, that's very, very rare. A C-section can take care of that.
Right.
There's very rare situations. And yet, the whole thing of, well, there's this child, that I met who's afraid that her parents are going to be deported, that over, again, it's the children thing. I just saw a lot of her not being at her best and kind of seeing her for a, for who she really is in a way, kind of a duplicitous, left-wing type of politician. Did it do any changes? I don't know. At this late in the game, I'm not sure if it's going to move anything. How much of an impact it's going to make. I mean, really, at this point, how many people haven't made up their mind one way or the other? I don't think there's that big part of the population. And I think if people saying, and this is in Trump's favor, this is why I'm not sure about the polls. I don't say they're rigged, but there's a lot of problems with polling nowadays. Brexit, we saw it. People don't answer their phones anymore, so you get a skewed view.
I don't believe the polls at all. I got to tell you, I don't believe the polls because when you look at I've been watching and listening to these guys talk on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, or what have you. And when they talk about getting 500, now you see the polls, right? It's a small.
Right.
And follow me on this, and you tell me if you think I'm off. It's a small sampling, and when I say small sampling, let's say they say there's 500 people, but
right.
it's a complete sampling. So they may have made 15, 18, 2,000 phone calls, but they only got 500 people to totally complete the questionnaire, and that's how they come up with their numbers. So I get all
right.
of that. And so they're basing everything on speaking with 500 people. That's number one. Number two is when Trump goes out and does his rallies or his talks or what have you, he's got, 5, 8, 10, 12, 15,000 people at those
right.
rallies, which means they have to go out of their way. They're not picking up the phone. They're getting in a car. Some of them are driving for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to get there. They want to see what the man has to say. You and I have both been involved in local politics and helping to get somebody elected. We walk precincts.
Right.
We make phone calls, right? We drop flyers. We may get to 10,000 homes in 4 weeks. These guys are
right.
doing this. He's doing this in an hour. So,
right, and I agree with you. And also, there's the way that the polls are structured. A lot of times they go off of what they think the election is going to look like. So they might say, turnout this election, we're going to have 40% Republican turnout and 54%, Democrat turnout, whatever, something like that. And that's what they, and then they go out and try to find, 40% of the people they poll are Republicans, the other 50 are Democrats, and that skews things. But I think what you're hitting on here, too, I think there's a lot of people, and I come across them, that won't openly admit to supporting Trump, but inside they do.
That's right.
You know, they're secret Trump. They won't, you know, if some stranger comes up to them and starts asking them questions on Trump, because he's so vilified by the press.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. You almost don't want to, you know, unless you're knowing you're in safe company, to say something. Because you don't want to be painted as a racist, a homophobe, Islamophobe, the whole thing that they call all of us.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of people who will say they're undecided that aren't undecided. I think a lot of people are already decided. And when it comes down to it, like you just said, the numbers. Well, you know, there was a real interesting on a BBC reporter in Washington, D.C. He did speed dating. And he decided he was going to talk nothing but politics and see what the women in the Washington, D.C. area was going to say about that. So he did that, and he brought up, now most of them were all liberal. This is Washington, D.C., so, you know, they all work for government, so they like big government. And none of them, or the majority of them, I think he had one that liked Trump, but none of them liked Trump. But the other thing that was interesting was none of them, the feedback he got is, we don't like Trump, but you know what? I just don't think I'm even going to bother to go out and
vote. Yeah.
No. Hillary just doesn't inspire me either.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to play a big role.
All right. We got to go for a quick break, and then when we come back, I've got to hit the Ryan thing with you because I said I would, and I want to get your take on it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. John Hancock joins me. Yes, the John Hancock. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Live radio show.
Sure.
We're going back on. Or, John, why don't you Facebook it to me and I'll put it in our message.
Sure.
All right. Hold on. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That is Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me, the time you're on the air, and that kind of thing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, but always a pleasure, too. I've asked John Hancock to join me. John is the founder and president at Liberty Lane Foundation. He's also an author, speaker. Good guy, has a solid grasp on history. John, again, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I learn a lot too when you're on as well. You're one of the few guys, although I hope the other ones aren't listening because I get in a lot of trouble. I learned something from when you're on. But listen, let me get to the Ryan thing because that seemed to poke some people in the eye. And you know, I called him out back in 2014. I'm not trying to say I have the crystal ball or that I'm even the smartest guy in the room, but you know, you watch people, you listen to them, you watch their movements, you watch their eye movements, you can kind of figure out what's going on with them. And what bothered me about him from day one is, you know, the whining that if you want me to be Speaker of the House and you want me this year, put up all these demands. Well, liberals make demands to a big part. And then when he was running with Romney, even then, some of the speeches, the way he spoke, you could tell he was speaking to the audience and not from the heart. And that bothered me too. And then you and my wife and a few others said, you know, that the classical liberal is not the same as it means today, which I understand and hear what you have to say. But according to the dictionary, it's mostly used to refer to all the forms of liberalism before the 20th century. In my mind's eye, today, what the 20th, you know, liberalism in the 20th century is exactly what it means. Because you're speaking to the lowest educated person when you use words like that. So, and I tell people too, let's just be frank about it. It's just like the word gay. You know, gay had a whole different meaning in the 1920s. Right. Doesn't mean the same today. So, liberals are liberals are liberal. And for Paul Ryan, who's supposed to be the leader of the Conservative Party for the moment, to say that he's a classic liberal, that bothers me. What say you?
Well, it bothered me a little bit different reason. It just sounded like when when Hillary Clinton said she wasn't a liberal, she was an old style American progressive. That's the vision I kind of have. But this is really important to understand that first of all, dictionaries and stuff have changed views, and the dictionaries have kind of taken on the more leftist type of definitions of things because they control academia.
That's
dictionaries
right.
are just. But one thing we have to understand is this country was based on classical liberal ideas. The founding fathers were classical liberals. And why, you know, this is what because I saw even on Facebook people saying, well, what is that? You know, classical, what does that mean? And it's sad. You know, this would take this. You were taught classical liberalism in schools up until around the 1900s. And then the progressivism came in, the progressive era, and they eliminated liberalism, which, because it was called liberalism back then, or Whiggism. You know, the Whigs that the Republican parties came out of were classical liberals. The Republican Party was classical liberal party. And this is what's very important for people to understand. The progressives fell so bad at the beginning of the 20th century, no one wanted to do anything with them. Okay, no one wanted nothing to do with progressivism, and the progressivism had to rebrand themselves. They couldn't call themselves communists because, or labor or anything like that, because people recognized it for what it was, and they didn't want anything to do with it. So they took the liberal brand. And this is why today people think that these liberals today freed the slaves. This is why people think liberals today gave women the vote. No, it was classical liberal Republican Christian women who were the suffragettes.
Right.
Okay. They are claiming wrongly a whole line, and conservatism, you know, and we're being labeled this conservative title, like we are trying to protect the wealthy ruling class. Which is completely different than what this country is and what classical liberalism. And you know, I actually, if someone goes to Amazon, I have a book called American Conservatism, Setting the Record Straight. And I it's a little 99-cent pamphlet, really. I mean, it's nothing
right.
big, but it lays this out, that the classical liberalism, conservatism in America just meant we were conserving. They were conserving the principles that was the established principles of this country, which was classical liberalism. It was not that we were for a monarchy or the supremacy of the church or anything like the conservatism in Europe on the continent. And this is very important to understand. Classicalism, American conservative, traditional American conservatism, okay, based on limited government and individual freedom, can never be fascist. It's impossible. How can you have people who believe in limited government and individual freedom become fascist? But European conservatism that believes in the dominance of the state and the dominance of the church can become fascist. And so there's a little sleight of hand here that goes on that allows out of people not understanding the truth, the real history, that allows the liberals to paint us and call us fascist, call us, you know, Nazis, and all this stuff, which is completely wrong. And it also is used to, you know, I consider myself a classical liberal, a real one, because of my writing and what I believe in. But I don't go around and use it because of this. Most people don't understand what I would even be talking about.
Right.
But this is really, really important to understand at this point in time, because we have today a divide in conservatism. We have the traditional conservatives, and then we have the neoconservatives.
Right.
And if you don't understand that the traditional conservatives are upholding classical liberalism and the four principles of limited government, individual freedom, private property rights, and free market economics. If you don't understand that, then you're going to think that all, you know, classical, there is no difference between them and the neoconservatives.
You know, John, it's funny, you know, you went by this, and it's a conversation I have with people on a regular basis. The Democrats say that they've switched places with the Republicans. They say that Republicans are now what Democrats used to be, and Democrats are now what Republicans used to be. And they almost make it sound like in the middle of the night, everything stopped, people walked across the borders to their respective seats, and then the next morning they were different parties. Where are they getting that mindset? Where do they come up with that garbage? I mean, I realize you got to smoke a whole bunch of crack for that to actually make sense, but where is it? Where are they coming up with that? How are they trying to sell that?
Well, it goes back to what I just said. It's part of the myth that they created. They are still a statist party. Now there was a classical liberal strain in the Democrats. The old Democrats, the John F. Kennedy Democrats, were classical liberal Democrats. John F. Kennedy would call himself a classical liberal. But that is not the people that are in there now.
But Kennedy, and he hated the core of liberalism, did he not? I mean, I've read plenty of articles on what happened.
Modern liberalism.
Yes.
Yes, a modern liberalism. Yes, that's what I'm saying. If you listen to his speeches, his inaugural speech and so forth, it's full of classical liberalism. That's why he sounds more like a Republican now than he does if he was speaking today than he would a Democrat. What ended up happening, which was somewhat true to the extent that as the left, Marxist and the far left took over the Republican Party, quite a few, especially in the South, fled and went into the Republican Party. That did these people were in a way classical liberals, but they believed in big government. And so this kind of led to the neoconservatism that we have now. And is represented much by the establishment GOP. These people were the old style Democrats that thought the government had a bigger role to play than the traditional conservatives in the Republican Party did. Understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's just one of those, again, it goes back to one of those things where we see the argument, we hear the argument, you hear who's voted for what, and it's just a constant back and forth, and nobody seems to be able to lay it out in plain, simple English, so the average Joe with an IQ of 7 can figure it out. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay, you're clear.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really hard thing to do, but it's a very important topic because it's by the neoconservatives and the left.
Right.
They have taken classical liberalism off the table for the American people. The Berkey guy provides. And now we are being forced to choose two political ideologies that the American people really don't like.
So, John, are you going back on the air soon, or what's going on with you?
I'm not sure. I have an initiative I'm working on. Right now I'm just kind of taking the rest of the year to... I'm pretty much recuperate, but I kind of...
...faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
Hey, man. I'm feel like going to school. No! Media! Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, everybody back on your seat. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Thanks for coming back. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. Thanks for being part of the conversation. I know you don't have to be listening or involved or engaged, and tell you, if you want to send me an email, if you want to change things up, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you're listening and you have access to a computer, although some of you couldn't listen without the computer. But anyway, if you have access to the computer, head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a poll there. And the poll simply asks you who won last night's race. And I think we're currently, I think it's 28 for Hillary, 33 for Donald Trump, which that's actually closed up a little bit. And Chris Wallace gets 9. So I'm good with that. That's kind of funny. Maybe we should run Chris Wallace for president. I don't know. See what happens. You know, hey, what can I tell you? John Hancock joins me, from a secret, undisclosed location in California. We all have to hide as conservatives. He's the president and founder of Liberty Lane Foundation, also an author. He's written a couple of great books. And, John, thanks for joining me this evening.
Oh, great. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I do appreciate the time you've given me. I know, you know, it's again, it's the history that we've that our young people haven't been taught. And there's only one way to change it. I wish people would get off their butts and really pay attention to the legislators that they're sending to the state, because the history books, you know I'm on a school board, and the history books right. Your local school board does not get to choose the actual history book that your kids are learning from. They get to choose from a selection of, and they're state approved. Right. So the state legislature, the state education system approves it, then a local system gets to choose which ones they want. So, it all starts at the state level. Sometimes we only have a choice of two or three different books, and they're all basically the same. Well, a parent brought to my attention that Islam had a chapter and a half of information on it, how it happened, and they went through it in a historical fashion, how it happened, how it came about, and what it practices. Okay, it had, I think, a half a chapter on Christianity, and it had two columns on Judaism, two. And it also had less than, how you open up the book, you have a left side, right side. The left side of one of the chapters was on the Holocaust. I want you to think about this. Two full columns on one side of a page that had to do with the Holocaust. So tell me that you don't need to send the right people to the state legislators to stop this foolery that's going on up there. Right, John?
Well, yes, exactly. I one of the things I try to drill into people, I preach to them, I beg them, is, as much as we look at the national level, the president and Congress and the Senate and everything, the people that have the biggest impact are the ones going to our state level and lots of times at the local level. And we really need to pay attention, because not only do they have the greatest impact on our lives, with regulations and stuff. Look at California. California, what's affecting California today is unique to California and other states like New York and so forth that has high regulations, but it's not the same in Texas. So the state, for us in California or wherever you live, the state legislature is very important. Not only that, the people you are electing to be mayor, to the city council, to the school board, to the state legislatures, chances are going to be tomorrow's congressmen and senators.
Yeah.
So, you get to know them now and head them off at the path where all of a sudden they're running for Congress. You're like, well, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Even though he's been your state assemblyman for the last 20 years or something.
John, this is my argument with the mullet fan. The guy, you vote the person in as a dog catcher, as you say, water board, city council member, what have you. They do a lousy job. They don't do the best job in the world. As a matter of fact, right. You even feel like they're not listening to the people. What do you do then? You lose your mind. You send them to the state house. Once they get to the state house, right? They do a lousy job there as well. They're terrible people. And then what do? We promote them to the federal level, where they actually have an effect on everybody in the country. Do we not pay attention? Do we not care? Or do we just not feel like we can win?
No, I mean, yeah, same thing. Do we not understand that someone running for the water board is not doing that because he's overly concerned about what's going on with the water in his community? He's doing that as a beginning towards a career path. That's just a starting point for him to go on to the next level. And it's a lot easier to defeat him at the city council level. Let's say he goes from water board to city council or county supervisor or whatever you have in your area. It's a lot easier to defeat him there than to try to defeat him when he's running for Congress and you're competing against people that are, there are more people in the area that you're competing against who are less informed or are, let's say he's a Democrat, so he's getting the Democrat vote. By the time someone gets up to the congressional level, especially with gerrymandering and stuff, once they get in, you're not getting them out. It's nearly impossible.
Oh, yeah. They move in. I mean, really.
Yeah.
They have walls torn down. They have new windows put up because they know they're going to be there for a while. So
yeah.
it makes me nuts. And we the people, we're screaming for term limits. Not that I don't want hardcore term limits, but you're screaming about term limits. Hey, guess what? We do have term limits. Vote them out. Take the time to read and vote them out. Oh.
Right. I mean, the system's bad. Everything's bad. Politicians are bad. But I'm okay with my congressman. He's pretty good.
And it is what people do, and it does. And I'm telling you, it's one of those things that drives me out of my mind. I don't like yelling at people. But I do. I get on my listeners sometimes because they'll make comments, and I go, okay, so have you done anything, anything at all, to help either remove or help your guy that you know will do the job stay in office? What have you done to get somebody, and you don't need money, John, you and I both know, you don't need a whole bunch of money. You can make phone calls for somebody. You can send out postcards for somebody. You can lick stamps. I mean, we don't lick stamps anymore, but you know what I'm saying. There are so many non-dollar items that you can do to help your guy get, your guy or girl get elected, right? I mean, it's really not that hard.
Exactly, and it's a lot easier for someone at a local level. You know, if there's someone... First of all, you have access to most of these people. If someone's running for city council, if someone's running for county supervisor, you can easily go and meet them and talk to them a lot easier than you can, like, let's say, a congressperson or a senator or even a state senator or an assembly person. You know, it's a lot easier, and then you fill them out. And if you say, okay, this, I like what this guy does, you know, you can get to know them. I mean, chances are these are your neighbors. So you can get to know them and find out about them. And you could really impact a little vote. I mean, some of these people win, you know, elections where there's only a couple thousand people that vote for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, you could really make an impact. And of course, you know, as you start doing it, and you see this, once you get involved in stuff, and this is what I try to drive home. You know, people think politics, we go do this stuff, it's all, no, it's actually fun. I mean, it is. You know, you get to do some meet amazing people.
You're a sick man, John.
Not just the politicians, but just other people, in you know, stuff that you become really good friends with.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think I'm having probably other than the term, but the funnest time in my life.
Well, you actually get to know people that will eventually run for office. There are people, if they're smart, they start off by supporting people running for office. So later on, they get the same kind of support. They get the same kind of, you know, because it takes resources. I know all you people that say we got to get money out of politics. All right, so how do we do a mailer? How does that work?
Right.
How do I print my stuff up? How do I pay people to walk in? And don't say, well, you have to get volunteers because if people aren't behind you, they're not. A congressman has to hit, what, a little over 700,000 people, right? How do you get to over 700,000 homes or even half of that waiting for volunteers to show up? Because it doesn't happen. I mean, you do get volunteers. They do show up. You can't hit that many homes. It's what we talked about a little while ago where when you're running local campaigns to hit 10,000 homes, you could have 25, 30, 40 volunteers. It takes a while to lay it out for those people to walk to those homes, drop the paperwork, and that kind of stuff that you find at your doorway on the weekends. It's a lot of work. And it's money. So, John B., we're going to run out of time here shortly. First of all, I want to thank, I know it's kind of late, I want to thank John from North Texas, Mary Jo from Louisiana, and Russell from New Jersey. I appreciate you guys tuning in today. I really do. I really do appreciate you tuning in from all over the country and paying attention. And give me some input. I love input. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Take the poll. I'm always interested in what you have to say. Comment on the writer's posts. They want to hear what you have to say. You think they're off, let them know. You think they're right on, let them know. It really helps them decide what to write about next time. And anyway, John, tell people, you know, where they can find your writings, where they can get your books and that kind of stuff.
Sure. My books are available in paperback and for the Kindle at Amazon. You can go there, just search for John L. Hancock, or Liberty and Prosperity is one, Liberty Inherited is the other. Both of them really go into detail about classical liberalism and how that evolved and really how that has ended, that has brought freedom and prosperity to the world. The modern world is based on classical liberalism, so it's very important to understand that. And my website is johnlhancock.com. Hopefully it's up and running. I get, for some reason, about once a month, it gets attacked and knocked out. I don't know if it's by random or someone's targeting it, but you should be able to go to johnlhancock.com and read some of my stuff I've written, and there's also links to get books there.
Perfect, John. Thanks a lot for being with me tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Remember, we're here every single day. Tune in tomorrow. Check out the website, therealside.com, stations, times. And listen, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back tomorrow. All right. Well, you know,